stars are made and played. Powering up
for Soccer City, 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF. Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government condemns outgoing U.S. Ambassador to Zambia Michael Gonzalez's demeaning remarks.
Paramount Chief Tito Mkulu has raised alarms over unregulated customary land sales in Mwineluvemba chiefdom.
Africa's telecom towers turn to solar as diesel costs surge.
And extreme heat could pose threats to players and fans at 2026 FIFA World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Government has condemned remarks made by outgoing United States Ambassador Michael Gonzalez, describing them as a breach of diplomatic conduct. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe says the envoy's comments misrepresented Zambia's position and violated the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, which requires diplomats to respect host countries and avoid interference. Mr. Haimbe says the concerns were not raised through proper diplomatic channels, calling it a disregard for procedure. He stressed that Zambia's relationship with the United States is based on mutual respect and equality, not aid. The minister also dismissed claims of government's unresponsiveness, saying the ambassador held several high-level meetings. He added that negotiations on a health agreement stalled over data privacy concerns while Zambia rejected pressure linked to a minerals deal. Government has reaffirmed its commitment to sovereignty and urged diplomats to remain professional. The Electoral Commission of Zambia Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kassaro says the final register of voters has now been officially certified following a nationwide inspection process. Speaking at the certification of the register of voters, Mr. Kassaro added that the provisional register was opened for inspection by registered voters and stakeholders from the 22nd of February to the 8th of March 2026. Mr. Kassaro explained that after the inspection, the commission carried out a cleanup of the data, where a total of 101,439 duplicate records were identified and removed from the register, in addition to 1,172 records of deceased voters were also deleted. Mr. Kassaro stated that the final figure now stands at over 8 million registered voters, stating that out of this number, over 4 million are female, presenting 33.1%, while over 4 million are male, representing 46.9%. He further said the commission has included 20,162 persons with disabilities in the register. Mr. Kassaro stated that the commission remains committed to ensuring inclusive participation in elections.
101,439 records were identified as duplicate applications and were excluded from the provisional register of voters. Therefore, this brings the total number of registered voters on the 2026 register of voters to 8,786,300. Further, in the spirit of inclusion, I'm pleased to update you that the final register of voters has a total of 20,162 persons with disabilities. I'm honored to officially certify the register of voters for the 13th August 2026 general election.
Paramount Chief Chitimukulu of the Bemba people stated that he has expressed serious concerns about unregulated sale of customary land within his Muneluvemba chiefdom. The traditional leader warned that the absence of proper regulation in land transactions poses a significant threat to the heritage and long-term stability of the region. In response to these challenges, Chief Chitimukulu has established a land commission tasked with overseeing land administration within the chiefdom. The commission is expected to play a crucial role in preventing illegal land allocations and safeguarding land from misuse. The Paramount Chief emphasized that the commission's primary objective is to promote sustainable land use practices that will benefit both current residents and future generations, ensuring preservation of the community's cultural and environmental heritage.
Daure kushati bishomu inani bakupela kuna kakala tawuyale kuchapulanga ti wena tiandi ti pandi jotilo zero mba ito tupange landi commission bonse bari ari mu mwe tisha kuimpanga mwaita ke mu mushati yandi muruve mbalomba na kuwa nomba ito pange landi commission takwa kavena ngumo ukati ukapela taito ti mpakati ya tupulandi commission ya tando.
Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has raised alarm over rising cases of child defilement in the country, warning that thousands of children are at risk of HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. With 22 homes handed over to Kalulushi, this brings the total to 89 homes delivered under the Buy a Brick campaign. Speaking at the handover, Stanbic Bank Zambia Executive Mwindwa Siakadima said the initiative reflects the bank's approach to inclusive and responsible growth.
Ladies and gentlemen, housing, what we are doing here, is about where our children are raised, where families connect and grow together, forming an important aspect of our lives, which is community. And this is why we are here. Over 2,200 of work by communities who have stayed together, partners who stayed committed to this process, and families who believe that something better was possible for them. This campaign began with the simple idea that every family deserves a safe, dignified place to call home. The idea has grown into a shared effort that brings together government, as we've seen here today, civil society, grassroots communities, and the private sector, such as Zambia Fund. It is what can happen when that collaboration is done with respect and trust.
Meanwhile, PPHBZ Country Director Coordinator Nelson Ngtube stated the new beginnings had been made for 22 families. He explained that this was part of an ongoing national journey led by PPHBZ, supported by Stanbic Bank Zambia and other cooperating partners, adding that the organization had already facilitated the construction of more than 3,000 houses across Zambia. In international news, a state-backed Nigerian militia operating alongside the military killed scores of ethnic Fulani herders in a raid, local sources have told AFP. The herders were killed in an operation that also involved vigilantes from Benin, just across the border for Niger State, after the herders were accused of being informants for the jihadist group Ansuru, the sources said. The Nigerian vigilantes from Busa district raided herding Fulani settlements around Kabe in neighboring Bogo in a massacre that also saw sweeping mass arrests, the sources said. On Thursday, security personnel went door-to-door in Fulani herding settlements, arresting young men suspected of being informants for the Al-Qaeda-linked Ansaru group, shooting those who resisted, the sources said.
And still within international news, soaring diesel prices linked to the Iran war are accelerating a continent-wide shift in Africa's telecom industry, pushing operators to replace fuel-hungry generators with solar-powered systems. And this is in order to keep up with the rising demand of mobile networks that are running and costs under control. Diesel powers most of Africa's 500,000 cell towers, but recent price spikes and supply disruptions